Well, I think we have a pretty low regard for elders in our country, and I think it's unfortunate. You know, as long as you are defying the odds, you know, you're running marathons at 80, you're still out on the swinging single circuit at 75, you've got some liposuction and some Botox and you look like you're 40, then we celebrate you and we say that's great, you know, aging isn't all bad. But if you sort of look and act like someone who's been on this earth for 80 plus years, especially if you are frail, even if it's not with dementia, and you're not, acting half your age, you're acting like someone who is older, you know, we tend to say that's a bit of a tragedy. I mean, we increasingly see aging not as a normal part of life, but as something we have to stave off at all costs. But, you know, there comes a time when all of us are going to face some of the limitations that come with age, and we're a youth-assessed society that really doesn't know how to deal, first of all, with death, and secondly, with aging in a graceful way.